Okay, we're towards the conclusion of the first lashon of tefillah, bakasha bitzur, and over here we have a combination of a Zohar and a Medrash Rabbah that creates a certain 1-2 punch. Let's start with the Zohar, even though Rav Pinkus begins with Medrash Rabbah. The Zohar in Parshas Balak points out Shlosha Haim, reading in Hebrew, Zohar is not original. Shlosha Haim Shekosav Bahem Tefillah. We have Tefillah LaMoshe, Tefillah LaDavid, and Tefillah LaAni. Tefillah LaMoshe Isha Elokim, Tefillah She'ein Kamoha Ba'Adam Acher. Moshe Rabbeinu has his own unique status. Tefillah LaDavid, who has a unique status among the world of Malachim. And then we have Tefillah LaAni. So Zohar asks, May Elu Gimel Mi Chashuva Mikulan Havi Omer Tefillah LaAni. Tefillah zo kodemes l'tefillah shel Moshe, kodemes l'tefillah shel David, kodemes l'kol shar tefillot sheba olam. Now, to understand what that means, one has to know something about the tefillah of Moshe, and that's where he quotes the Medrash Rabbah in Vezos HaBaracha. The Medrash Rabbah Vezos HaBaracha speaks about the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu to enter into Eretz Yisrael. We know, that Baal HaTum already points out that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel minyan tefillos kmo ve'eschanan. 515 tefillot. However, qualitatively, the Medrash over here describes these tefillot. Ba'osa shah ma'asa Moshe, lovash sak, nis'atev sak, nispalesh be'efer, omad b'tefillah ad shiz nat nizda'azu shamayim v'aretz, sidrei b'reishis. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Hichriz b'kol shar v'shar shavarkiya rakiya, shal yekablu tefiloso shah Moshe, v'lo yalu osa l'fanav, because it was already nechtam gzar din, that Moshe was going to enter into Israel. And the language of the Medrash is, Ba'osa sha'a kara HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'bahala. Ki'ilu kiviyocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in panic. Ve'amar lehem l'ma'achi ashareis redu be'bahala. Nalu kol sharei rakia v'rakia. What was all this necessary? Nei shekol tefilas Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu. Hayasa tefilas odome lecherev. Korea machatech eno ma'akev. Hayata tefilas ha'me'en shema meforesh. Shalamad from the Bnei Maram when he was there for the 40 days. Al osa shah hu omer v'eshma acharai kol rash gadol baruch kvod Hashem imekomo ein rash ela ze'ah. In other words, kiviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meziah. He was afraid that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah would enter and he would not be able to ignore it. V'ein gadol ela Moshe, etc., etc. So if this is the tefillah of Moshe, and we're saying that the tefillah of an ani is greater than the tefillah of Moshe, that's a very, very, very powerful statement. So the Zohar continues, why really is that? Mishum sheha'ani hu shvur lev, uktiv karov Hashem l'nishpurei lev. V'kodesh baruch hu makshi v'shamei advarav, kevan sheha'ani mispalel tefiloso potachat kochal natrakia. Now, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could block his tefillah, the tefillah of the ani remains unblocked. This, I think, would explain a very, very strange phenomena that I always wondered about in Sefer Bereishis. We find Moshe Rabbeinu davening for stone. So we find Avraham Avinu davening for stone. And with a very, very eloquent tefillah, Chamishim, Arboim, Asara, etc., etc. And Avraham is, his tefillot are rejected in terms of stone. So Chazal say the tefillot were entirely rejected, they remain there and they help, Bnei Yisrael at some later point. But Lamaisa, that which he was mispalel for, he was not answered positively. Then we find Lot being taken out of stone, and Lot is mispalel for one of the five cities of stone, for Tzoar. Lot's mispalel that Tzoar should remain in existence, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Lot positively and allows Tzoar to remain in existence. So why in the world should Lot's tefillah be more powerful than Avraham Avinu's tefillah? So I think this is what it points out over here. Maybe Avraham Avinu's tefillah is like tefillah LaMoshe, but Lot, that was tefillah LaAni. Lot was davening mitoch shivron lev. When a person davens for himself mitoch shivron lev, there is nothing that can stand in the path of that tefillah, because that really is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man to link in with him via a tefillah of shivron lev. Okay, that's A. Point. There are 3 points. I thought we could do all three today. Point B, he quotes over here a sefer, actually it's not even a sefer, but it's a few pages, called Marganita Tava, that the Chafetz Chaim In the back of his volume, Ahavas Chesed, where he deals with the mitzvah Gemilas Chesed, brings in a contemporary of his who gave eitzes. And these eitzes were like Marganisa Tuva, were like precious stones. And the Chafetz Chaim lists these eitzes of his contemporary. And the 16th eitzah is, Lizoher Shehapachad Vahatzaar Vahakni'ah Shaadam Machni'a et Atzmo Be'eitzara So Vesakana So Chas Veshalom Kein Yinhag et Atzmo Afshehu Beshalva Be'kni'a Be'pachad Ube'anava. That a person should think of times in his life when he was Be'eitzara, and he should try and maintain that relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of total dependency, even when he's not Be'eitzara, Kilu he is Be'eitzara. What is this based on? It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Daled is talking about the Milchama of the eye. There was a Chet, Klal Yisrael were Moel, even though it was one individual, but we have the concept of Arevus, the moment Klal Yisrael crossed over the Yarden. There was Me'ila, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to punish Klal Yisrael for the Me'ila, and they lost the battle against the eye. And the Gemara over there says, Amar Rav Elazar, La'olam yakdim adam tfila lutzara. She'el malei hikdim Avraham tfila lutzara. Bein beisel ubein ha'ai. Lo nishtayer datatam afilu kiblonima. Namely, that we know that Avraham Avinu pitched his tent. Bein beisel ubein ha'ai. What did Avraham Avinu do when he pitched his tent? He didn't play checkers. Avraham Avinu pitched his tent, looked into the future, and davened. And he saw that Klal Yisrael would be entering into Eretz Yisrael. They in the future would have tzaros. And so Avraham Avinu was makdim trufa l'maka. He was makdim his tefillah to the maka. Had he not been makdim his tefillah, then yitachen that the milchemet ha'ai would have been the churban of Klal Yisrael into entering Eretz Yisrael. And that would have been no Jews remaining after the milchama with the ha'ai because of their treachery to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point in Jewish history. Namely, but a tefillah has to come from a sense of tzar. A tefillah can't just be, it's not like an insurance policy that you put money away in the bank for a rainy day. A tefillah has to be a tefillah. It means that Avraham Avinu was able to feel for Klal Yisrael, even though he himself was not the tzara, but he was able to feel for their future. So also over here, this is an eitzah. That's of course, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring upon us tzaras? HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring upon us tzaras in order that we daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the avos akurim, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaver tefilasan shel tzadikin. That's Gemara in Yevamos, Gemara in Sanhedrin. The number of Gemaras that point that out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we are mocked in the trufa, then there's no need for the tzara. The whole purpose of the tzara is to link it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we can link into HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the tzara, then the tzara becomes extraneous, it becomes unnecessary. And that's over here, the eighth of the Marnisa Tova, that a person should link into a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the dependence that he feels Be'ez Tzara, even when he's not Be'ez Tzara, and then there's no need for the Ace Tzara. That's point number two. Point number three is a Ravid. We start with a Zohar, moved over to an Achron, moved back to a Rishon. The Ravid deals with the fact that we know that Malachi Hashares understand tefillah only in Lashon HaKodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need an ulpan. He understands tefillah b'kol lashon. And therefore, the Ravid says that if one doesn't know how to speak in Lashon HaKodesh, one should try always to daven b'tzibur, because tefillah b'tzibur goes straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah of a yachid goes via the Malachi Hashares. So if you know Hebrew, so you can send your tefillah via the Malachi Hashares HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're going to be davening in English or in Yiddish, so daven in a tzibur, then it goes straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It bypasses the Malachi Hashares. The language of the Ravid, Lefi Perish Zeh, En HaNoshim Nishmaot K'shein Mepalot B'Lashon Laz B'lo Tzibur. Shein HaMalachim Mevim Et HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shum Lashon Ba'olam Ki Im Lashon HaKadosh Shein Mevim. Avo B'Tzibur Sham Shechina Shorah Yecholos HaNoshim Mespalo B'chol Lashon. Kedemeshani Besota in the sugi over there of Tfilah Nemeres B'chol Lashon Lo Kasher Kan B'Yachid Kan B'Tzibur. Okay, fine. So far, so good. And that's why it says that at the bed of a chola, the chol could daven any language because the Shechina is hovering over mitato. It goes straight. Then the writer continues, Aval im mitpalelet b'dima utzaaka, oz einan sarichos shel yaviu malachei hasharei tefilas ni hamakom. A tefila b'dima utzaaka goes straight to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara in Bava Metzia, reshari dima v'shari onah lo ninalu. In other words, that a woman has the opportunity of davening b'tzibur, or davening qualitatively with dima utzaka. That's the equivalent. That goes straight to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hu hadin, says Rav Pinkus, im ispalos b'kivun godo mitoch tzara. If a woman would daven tfilu ga'oni, afal pi she'ena malachi asher is mekirim l'shonan. We saw from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu that the tefillah of Moshe had to go via the malachim, but the tefillah of an ani goes beyond the malachim. So over here, all of this points out the power of bitzur when it comes mitoch shivron halev. Okay, believe that tomorrow we'll begin next lashon, the second lashon of tefillah, the lashon of shava. Vatal shava samerokim min haavoda. In what way is shava different than bitzur and bakasha?